High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down in the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Adams Central School basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Blaine Bulis with you. We have a doubleheader coming your way. Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull, Lou Platt Conference basketball games. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals traveling their way down 281 to Adams Central's gymnasium here tonight on Soup Supper Night at Patriot School. And the girls, boys of Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. Always a battle when these two teams get together on both sides of the ball, and we should have a good doubleheader here tonight at Patriots Gym. The girls' game is up first. The Adams Central Patriots and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. The Adams Central Patriots with 3 wins, 9 losses on the season. The Patriots, they don't want to chat too much about last night's game. The Patriots dropped one at Grand Island Northwest to a very good Lady Vikings team, 69-18. That broke a 2-game winning streak for the Patriots. They were just outgunned and beaten right from the get-go last night in that loss at Northwest. So the Lady Patriots will try to rebound from that loss and get back in the win column here tonight against Donovan Trumbull before they host Wood River next Tuesday. The Lady Patriots with 3 wins and 9 losses on the season. Again, a 2-game winning streak broken last night. They have wins over Gibbon, Loup City, and St. Paul, all a Loup Platte Conference team. So conference wins for the Lady Patriots on the season. And this is a conference game, and these two teams try to get into better position for the conference tournament coming up in a couple of weeks in this Loup Platte Conference game here tonight. Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, 3 wins and 8 losses on the year. The Lady Cardinals coming off a win last night on the road at Gibbon. Donovan Ball Club winning over the Gibbon Buffaloes 50-39. In that contest, Kenzie Cloakie had 13. Kaylee Glover had 13 to lead Donovan Trumbull. They win their third game of the year. They have wins over Gibbon last night, Wilbur Claytonia, and Harvard on the season. 3 wins and 8 losses for Bob Samuelson's team. And they have been led by Kaylee Glover, the 5'10 sophomore, the center player for them. 10 points, 3 points per game heading into this week, and 9 rebounds per contest. Glover's been leading the way, but they'll be depending on the leadership of the seniors, Molly Komacher, Katie Pfeiffer, also for the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals. So it's 3-9 Adams Central, and 3-8 Donovan Trumbull in this basketball doubleheader. Our first of two, the boys' game to follow. Both right here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze. New Tech Seed, and this pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We're going to take a timeout and listen to this from New Tech Seed. When we return, we'll have a chance and had a chance to talk with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. We'll hear from Tim after this timeout on the pregame show.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back on the pregame show, Tim Marker joins us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots, before Adams Central goes at it with Donovan Trumbull in girls and boys high school basketball. The girls game up first. Coach, we won't dwell too long on last night's game up at Grand Island Northwest. A very good Grand Island Northwest team takes care of the Patriots, 69-18 in that one. And I guess right from the get-go, they had your number, and it's just their night and not yours, right?
Well, we got off to a decent start and kind of hung with them there for a little while, and then they got some easy baskets and some transition, and And, you know, just a situation where they were shooting the ball really well. And you know, we were struggling to get shots up against some of their height. And you know, they just had – everybody was scoring for them. And it was – you know, it makes it tough to play good defense when you can't score and the other team is throwing things in. And so it was just one of those situations. We, you know, came out maybe a little bit flat and just didn't have enough energy to stay with them. They're very athletic, very big. They're a very good team.
Yeah, it was one of those situations, again, you've been in before this year. You almost have to play a perfect game. You just can't turn the ball over too much. You just almost had to play a perfect game to stay with them, and that wasn't the case last night, and just too much Lady Vikings.
Yeah, you know, it's a situation that kind of shows some of their depth and some of their experience that they have there. You know, with Mackenzie Brown doesn't have her best night and doesn't handle the ball, doesn't shoot as well as what she normally does, but you know, then you have other people step up. You have Werner step up for 18, and you know, somebody comes in off the bench and throws in or, you know, makes three threes to kind of keep their momentum going, and so they were just really clicking.
That broke the Patriots' two-game winning streak. You got three on the year, and the opponent tonight, the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals, they pick up their third win last night, Coach, winning at Gibbon by the score of 50-39. So this is a ball club that's got some talent, Coach. They've struggled a bit this year, but always a tough opponent for Adams Central.
Yeah, they are. They are always come in. They're ready to play. You know, Bob does a good job over there. If you look at some of the similarities as far as the teams are concerned, they've played a lot of Division I teams also, so, you know, they're – their opponents have been teams that have been playing really well, and so they've had a pretty tough schedule. As our, you know, in general, our conference is tough, but you know they play a lot of the same teams that we do, and it's been a tough schedule for both of us this year. But they have some young players that are really playing well right now.
Okay, what about your ball club? What do you have to do tonight to come out on top against this Lady Cardinal team?
Well, hopefully we can move on from last night and play with a little more confidence and be able to get up some more shots. You know, we won't see nearly the height, and Donovan's a good team, but they're just not quite as athletic as what GN Northwest team is, and you know, we have to take care of the ball, we have to make sure that we execute, and then defensively make sure that we check out and try and keep Glover and Clokey off the boards as much as we can.
I know, Coach, the turnovers for the Lady Pitchers have been going down, and you've been getting better in that department. That'll be a key tonight. Force some if you can, and take care of the basketball, like you say, because either one of these teams need to take advantage of every opportunity that they get here, so you need to keep the turnovers, as usual, down, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and that's a big part of it, is being able to control our turnovers, and you know, we're going to have a few, but we've got to make sure that we cause them some turnovers as well, and so that'll be a big part of it, you know, making sure that we stay in the game, making sure that everybody is on the same page all the time, and that we can take advantage of some of those turnovers and hopefully limit some of ours.
And as you mentioned earlier, hope your kids can bounce back right from the get-go here tonight and don't get sluggish at the start tonight, Coach, and be ready to go right from the get-go, right?
Yeah, you know, and we struggled last Friday when we played on Friday night. I'm not sure exactly what it might be with Friday nights, but then came out on Saturday and played pretty well on Saturday. So we're kind of hoping for that same situation where we can come out and play well on Saturday.
This is another situation for these two teams. This is a conference game, and you look down the road in a couple of weeks to the conference tournament, so you're kind of playing for maybe a little better seating there and a first-round matchup. But important game from that aspect that these two teams in conference play want to get as best a seat as they can in that conference tournament, maybe get a home game in the first round.
Yeah, it is a big game as far as the conference tournament and the seating, as there are several teams in the – you know, from 7 through 10 that are fighting for some positions to maybe get up to that sixth spot or somewhere in there. So, you know, the next few conference games are going to be pretty big games. Have Wood River on Tuesday, and so have some pretty big games coming up. And I just hope our girls are ready to start, you know, executing it the way that we can and take care of the ball and put some points up on the board.
Well, they know what it feels like, Coach, with the two wins in a row last weekend, and I'm sure the girls want to get back in the win column tonight.
Yeah, they do, and, you know, it's just one of those deals last night. It was hard to deal with. You know, they're a difficult team for us to match up with, as big as they are, and that's one of the things about our girls, is that they do play hard, and they don't give up. They keep playing all the way through the end, and we'll be ready to battle tonight.
All right, Coach, thanks very much. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Blaine.
Tim Marker, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Stay tuned. We'll have the starting lineups and first quarter play-by-play. Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull, that's coming right up.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to a little pregame activity here on The Breeze. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight from Adams Central Patriot Gym on Soup Supper Night. The annual Soup Supper feed going on until serving out here till 7:30. So you can drop by, see some good basketball, and partake of the Soup Supper and the sandwiches and the desserts and all the good stuff out here at Adams Central School here this evening. They're serving until 7:30. This girls' varsity game about to start here, just a few minutes away. Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull, the boys' game to follow, and a full night of basketball coming your way right here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Adams Central Patriots, as we mentioned, three wins and nine losses on the season after the defeat at Grand Island Northwest last night. The Patriots starting this week, averaging 38 points a contest. That's just about what Donovan Trumbull averages. The Cardinals come in averaging about 36 per contest this week. Adams Central shooting 35% on its field goal attempts, on all field goal attempts, 38% from two-point range, 29% from three-point range. The Patriots only a 44% free throw shooting team. So improvement there needed by Adams Central. They're averaging about 26 turnovers per contest, but that was up above 30. And the Patriots have taken better care of the ball in the last couple of ball games, and they have it down to 26 rebounds per, or excuse me, 26 turnovers per game. The Patriots have been led and are being led in scoring by Cheyenne Gotch, one of the starters. Cheyenne has 7.5 points a game and 3.1 rebounds. She's the leading scorer for Adams Central. Kaylee Rader at 6.8 points per game is the second leading scorer and 2.4 rebounds. They will both start, and we expect to see Emily Boniface on the floor, Georgie Johnson, and Sydney Niemeyer for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Niemeyer averages 4 points per game, Boniface 3.2 coming into this week, and Georgie Johnson 2.5 points per game. But Georgie has been the leading rebounder at 5.1 per game for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Again, the Patriots try to get back in the win column after a two-game win streak broken at Grand Island Northwest last night. The Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals, as we talked about, have been led so far this year by Kaylee Glover, the 5'10 sophomore, over 10 points a game and around 9 rebounds per contest. She's the only player averaging in double figures. Jordan Brumman's averaging about 8 a game, and Katie Pfeiffer about 7 a contest for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and Bob Samuelson's ball club. Donovan Trumbull expected to start Molly Comature, 5'5" senior, 4 points, 2.8 rebounds. Kenzie Clokey, a 5'10" junior, 2.3 points, 3 rebounds. But Kenzie last night had 13 in that win at Gibbon, well above her average. Kaylee Glover, 5'10" sophomore, 10.3 points, 9 rebounds a game. Katie Pfeiffer, the 5'5" senior, 7 points, 1.7 rebounds. And Jordan Brumman, the 5'4" sophomore, 7.9 points and 2.2 rebounds per contest. Adams Central, Cheyenne Gotts, the leading scorer at 7.5 points a game, 3.1 rebounds will start. Emily Boniface, a 3.2 point score and 2.5 rebounds. Kaylee Rader, 6.8 points per game and 2.4 rebounds. Georgie Johnson, and 2.5 points a game, 5 rebounds per contest. And Sydney Niemeyer, 4 points and 3.4 rebounds for Sydney Niemeyer. Rader is a 5'7 junior, Gotch a 5'5 senior, Johnson a 5'8 junior, Niemeyer a 5'8 senior, Emily Boniface a 5'4 inch junior for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. So we're set to go for period number one. The girls of Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. This pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull about ready to go at it here. The Adams Central starting lineup is going to be introduced to the teams here. These two teams and the boys of Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull will follow, and we'll have them both right here on the breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Two other city basketball teams playing today, and their games are already over. A split for the St. Cecilia basketball teams at Kearney Catholic. The St. Cecilia girls over Kearney Catholic 46-41, and the Kearney Catholic boys defeat the St. Cecilia Bluehawks 57-46. So the St. Cecilia girls with a big win at Kearney Catholic. They win two out of three this week against teams in the top five in Class C1, so a great week for the St. Cecilia Hawkeyes. And the St. Cecilia boys win at Albion on Tuesday but lose to Kearney Catholic today 57-46. And those basketball games in the book played at Kearney, and the Hastings High teams are off for the rest of the weekend after the girls lose at McCook last night and the Hastings High boys win at McCook last night. We got the first of two about ready to start, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Adams Central Patriots. It is Raider, Boniface, Gotch, Niemeyer, and Johnson for Adams Central. Jumping center will be Kaylee Glover, the sophomore for Donovan Trumbull. On the floor, Molly Komacher, the senior, Katie Pfeiffer, the senior, Kenzie Clokey, the junior, and Jordan Drummond, the 5'4" sophomore. The ball in the air, the tip controlled by Donovan Trumbull, and they have the ball, and Jordan Drummond, the sophomore, will control it. Cardinals shoot at the basket to our left here at Patriot Gym. Adams Central starts out in a man-to-man defense. Clokey at the top of the key. On the left wing to Brumman. Jordan with the ball, an 8-point score on the season. Brumman lobs it inside. It's going to be too strong, but it's off the hands of Adams Central and out of bounds. That pass was too strong for the intended receiver there, but the Patriots can't grab it. They knock it out of bounds, and it'll be Donovan Trumbull throwing it in. Molly Komacher inbounds to Katie Pfeiffer, fakes, takes a 15-footer blocked out of bounds by Emily Boniface. It stays with the Cardinals. So we are just underway, scoreless. Donovan Trumbull will play it in once again. Molly Komacher, the senior, will throw it in. Does to Kaylee Glover, tipped away from her. They knock it around, and Glover grabs it. Now her pass picked off there by Kaylee Rader, so there is the turnover for the Patriots. They force one there, and Donovan Trumbull back on the defense. They start out in the man-to-man, and Cheyenne Gotch in the front court for the Patriots. Just underway, scoreless. This first of two knocked out of bounds by Jordan Brumman as Cheyenne Gotch controlled the basketball. It'll be Adams Central throwing it in on the near side and right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench, and Bob Samuelson inbounded to Gotch from Boniface, so Cheyenne with it. And a man defense for Donovan Trumbull. Georgie Johnson on the right wing, bounce pass top of the key to Niemeyer. Sidney with it there. The defense there by Glover. Right side to Boniface will take the shot from the wing in the air off the backboard and rim. No good. Rebound Glover for Donovan Trumbull. 5'10 sophomore controls that rebound and gives it to Jordan Brumman. She's into the scoring zone to our left here at Patriot Gym. Right side to Komacher. Molly lobs a pass inside to Glover. Double team there. Glover bounce pass back out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to Komacher for three in the air. Off the iron, no good. The rebound comes to Boniface of Adams Central. Patriots run to our right. Pass is going to be picked off there by Komacher. Not enough on that pass. Adams Central turns it over for the first time. And in the front court, it's Pfeiffer. We're scoreless. A minute and a half gone. Pfeiffer, 14-footer around the screen. In and out, no good. Glover with the rebound and a travel. No, not Glover, but Kenzie Clokey. But she traveled with the ball after she got the rebound, so Clokey travels, turnover, Donovan Trumbull basketball, Adams Central. So these two Lou Platt Conference teams going at it here tonight. They play each other every year, and it's Adams Central's turn to host this year. Gotch with the basketball in the front court. First, Adams Central to Emily Boniface. Left side to Kaylee Rader. Rader inside the lane. Bounce pass is going to be tipped, deflected, and picked off by Clokey. The Patriots return the favor with a turnover. Two for each team. And we played 2 minutes. We're still scoreless in this girls' varsity contest. The boys to follow here at Patriot Gym. Less than a month, like 30 days till the beginning of sub-district play for classes C and D. So this basketball season moving along. Inside to Glover. Turns, shoots, and scores. The sophomore Kaylee Glover gets the first field goal of the game, and Donovan Trumbull out to the 2-0 lead. So Glover, a force inside, 5'10 sophomore, and she is. It'll be hard to contest in defense for Adams Central. Pass underneath, picked off there by Glover. Patriots throw it away once again. They looked underneath the basket for that pass, but it's picked off by Glover. Front court stopping and shooting is Brumman. Shot no good. Georgie Johnson with the rebound for Adams Central to Boniface. Long front court pass to Rader. Kaylee on the wing, doesn't take the three. To Boniface, to Cheyenne Gotch on the left wing. Cheyenne inside the lane. Back out to Rader, the top of the key. Lobs a pass inside to Johnson. Double team there. Shot up, no good. Deflected, though, but a foul called on Donovan Trumbull, and Adams Central will go to the free throw line. Kenzie Clokey picks up the foul, her first, and Georgie Johnson to the line to shoot two for Adams Central as the Patriots try to get on the board. It's 2-0 Lady Cardinals. 5:07 to go, first quarter. Johnson's free throw up and good. Makes the first, and it's 2-1 Donovan Trumbull. First substitution of the game, Ashton Mazur, 5'8 sophomore, in for Kenzie Clokey for Donovan Trumbull. So Mazur into the game. Johnson will try her second free throw. It is up and it is out of there, no good. The rebound to Glover. 2-1 Donovan Trumbull. 5 minutes to play in period number one. Jordan Brumman, front court for the Cardinals. To Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's pass, cross court to Komacher. On the wing to Brumman for three in the air in the hole. Nothing but net there. Three-pointer Jordan Brumman. 5-1 Donovan Trumbull. On court, Cheyenne Gotch to Emily Boniface. 5-1 Donovan Trumbull. The Patriots trying to get untracked offensively. Boniface with it. Bounce pass. Very nice pass from Boniface to Johnson, and Georgie Johnson scores. Patriots concentrating on working the ball inside. A nice assist there from Boniface. The field goal for Johnson. Front court pass to Glover. Patriots with the backcourt pressure, but Glover has it in the front court. To Mazur. To Pfeiffer on the wing. Top of the key to Komacher. Left side to Brumman. Jordan with it for Donovan Trumbull to the baseline inside to Glover. Tipped away from her, but back out to Brumman. Brumman baseline. Puts up the 12-footer. Off no good. Niemeyer rebound. Adams Central. 5-3 Cardinals. 4:05 to go. First quarter. Gotch front court to Rader. To the baseline goes Kaylee. Cut off there. Back out to Gotch. In the corner, puts up a 15-footer, going to be an air ball, no good. Then the rebound by Komacher of Donovan Trumbull in the backcourt. Molly with the basketball, dribbles it across the timeline into the scoring zone for the Cardinals. Pass underneath to Glover, off her fingertips, but then knocked out of bounds by Emily Boniface. It'll be Donovan Trumbull ball. Alyssa Komacher, the 5'7 freshman in for Donovan Trumbull, first substitution for the Patriots. Brianna Shook, the 5'5 junior in for Cheyenne Gotch. And Carly Bostock, the 5'10 freshman in for the Lady Patriots. Donovan Trumbull ball, and Komacher, Alyssa, will throw it in underneath. Shot put up and good on the inbounds play to Katie Pfeiffer. Right underneath the hoop, Pfeiffer gets the ball and scores 7-3. Donovan Trumbull. So the senior Pfeiffer gets her first field goal. Boniface with it for Adams Central. To Rader. Katie to the free throw line. Back out to Boniface between the rings. Man-to-man Donovan Trumbull, Cardinal defense. 3:28 to go first quarter, 7-3 Cardinal. Brianna Shook with it. To Niemeyer, almost stolen by Glover. Niemeyer will head for the hoop, put up the shot off the glass, in and out, no good. Glover there to rebound, and she's tied up in the backcourt. Alternate possession on the jump ball, it will be Adams Central basketball, so the tie up there. Into the game for Donovan Trumbull, one of the starters, Kenzie Clokey, and a breather for Ashton Mazur. Boniface to throw it in for the Patriots, does to Shook. Shook inside the lane, puts up a runner and tipped away from her and grabbed there by Alyssa Komacher. Alyssa with the ball, the freshman in the backcourt to Brumman. Jordan into the scoring zone for the Cardinals and knocked away from her and out of bounds off of the Patriots. Emily Boniface, it'll be Donovan Trumbull ball. Alyssa Komacher to play it in. Does to Jordan Brumman. Brumman for the Cardinals. To Alyssa Komacher. Top of the key now to Kenzie Clokey. And the Patriots in the man-to-man to Brumman. Inside all alone is Pfeiffer. Shot rolls off there. No good. Bostock with the rebound for Adams Central. So Pfeiffer misses one from close range. And the lead still 4 for the Cardinals. Boniface front court for Adams Central. Emily with it right side to Shook. Brianna heads for the hoop. Bounce pass to Niemeyer. Niemeyer was all alone, but Shook was fouled as she was throwing that pass. And Jordan Brumman picks up the foul. Her first team second. No fouls on Adams Central. Anna Queen checks in for the Patriots, the 5'4 junior. Emily Boniface goes out for her first breather. And Queen will throw it in for Adams Central, does to Rader. Three from the corner in the air, going to be an air ball, no good. The rebound goes to Komacher. Alyssa in the backcourt, the freshman, passes to Brumman at the timeline. Double team, front court pass to Pfeiffer. Cross court pass now to Glover. Her shot is deflected, and a foul going to be called on the Adams Central Patriots. Looks like the Patriots pick up the foul. Kaylee Rader picks up the foul into the free throw line to shoot two is going to be the 5'10 sophomore, Kaylee Glover, who scored two. First free throw is no good. Molly Komacher back in, one of the starters for Donovan Trumbull, checks in for Alyssa. Not sure if they are sisters, but it's the same last name there. Cheyenne Gotch in the game, And Georgie Johnson for Adams Central. Second free throw good by Katie Glover. Her third point. The eighth for the Cardinals. They have their biggest lead at 8-3. Cheyenne Gotch to the timeline for the Patriots with 2:20 to go first quarter. Shook for three from the wing. Off the backboard and rim. No good. A battle for. Grabbed there by Johnson of Adams Central to Shook. Brianna with it. A couple of left-handed dribbles. Now to Queen between the rings. Anna with it. Right side pass to Cheyenne Gotch. She will take a 15-footer. Off there, no good. The rebound, Katie Pfeiffer for Donovan Trumbull. Ahead of the field is Molly Komacher. She will drive, shoot, and score. Molly Komacher gets behind the defense and scores. And the Cardinals have their biggest lead. It's now 10-3. Patriots can't get the offense untracked here. Shook with the ball. Bounce pass to Johnson. Picked off there. Turnover, Adam Settle, their fourth. In the backcourt, it's Brumman. So not a good first quarter for the Patriots. Trying to shake off the effects of last night and have not played well here. There's a pass tip, but grabbed by Komacher. Komacher to Brumman. Jordan with it for the Cardinals. 1:32 to go first quarter. To Kaylee Glover. Glover right side to Pfeiffer. To Brumman on the right wing. Gotch with the defense there. Brumman now with a couple of dribbles. Pass to the top of the key to Glover. Kaylee with it. To Molly Komacher between the rings now. Molly with it. Is the Cardinals patient here against this man-to-man defense. Back to Pfeiffer. Katie gives up her dribble, passes back out to Molly Komacher, to Pfeiffer, pass underneath. Shot put up by Brumman is going to be off there, no good. Bostock with the rebound, so the 5'10 freshman Bostock countering that 5'10 sophomore Glover, and the good position and rebound by Bostock. Front court Patriots, it's Queen with 50 seconds to go. Inside to Shook, tipped away, and a whistle as Shook hits the floor, and a foul going to be called on Katie Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull. Alyssa Komacher back in for the Cardinals, checking in for the first time, Sydney Bernasic for Adams Central and Alex Grimmett for the Patriots. And before we can get the Patriots to throw it in, we'll take a timeout. Adams Central takes a timeout. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Donovan Trumbull 10, Adams Central 3. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to Patriots Gym. It's 10-3. Donovan Trumbull with 50.2 seconds to go in this first quarter. It will be Adams Central basketball when we come out of this timeout. The Patriots with only one field goal have all 3 points from Georgie Johnson. Cheyenne Gotch is out there. Alex Grimmett has just checked in. Sydney Bernasic, Anna Queen, and Georgie Johnson. And it'll be a non-shooting foul situation before that timeout. And Anna Queen will throw it in underneath her own basket, left of her own basket. And the Patriots play it in. Queen to Cheyenne Gotch. Top of the key now to Bernasic. Left side to Queen. Cross courts it to Gotch. She'll take the three from there in the air. Off the iron. No good. The long rebound tipped around and grabbed by Jordan Brumman. Brumman pass up front to Komacher. Elisa drives her shot blocked by Johnson. Tipped around on the baseline and out of bounds off a Patriot. So again, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals get a player behind the Patriot defense but missed the layup there. The Patriots knock the rebound out of bounds. Komacher, Alyssa to throw it in, and does to Kaylee Glover. Glover to Brumman. Shot put up underneath is up there and good. Field goal, Kenzie Clokey, her first field goal. And the Cardinals have a 12-3 lead with 20 seconds to go in period number one. Patriots with the ball. Gotch with the basketball. Now to Johnson. Pass underneath. The Queen is too strong off her hand and out of bounds. And the Patriots turn it over for the fifth time. Adams Central will be on the defense here. Down 12-3. Pressure in the backcourt. 13 seconds to go in the backcourt. It's Komacher. Alyssa with it to Brumman. Back to Komacher across the timeline. Alyssa to the front court. Tipped away by Johnson. A battle for it. Grabbed by Molly Komacher. Pass underneath. All alone at the buzzer. Shot missed, though, by Kenzie Clokey. Clokey was all alone but missed the shot underneath, and the first quarter expires. But Donovan Trumbull in control here. After one, the Cardinals 12, Adams Central 3. We're back with period number two in 30 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. Blaine Gulis with you. High school basketball here tonight for you here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. 12-3, Donovan Trumbull leads Adams Central's girls here after the first quarter. Five Lady Cardinals score, 3 points for Kaylee Glover, three for Jordan Brumman, and two apiece for Kenzie Clokey, Molly Komacher, and Katie Pfeiffer. So all the starters have done the scoring for Donovan Trumbull. All three Patriot points to Georgie Johnson. This is the biggest lead of the evening for the Cardinals, 12-3. Adams Central has not led in the ballgame, fell behind 5-1. And now 12-3 after the quarter. Georgie Johnson, Kaylee Rader, Cheyenne Gott, Sydney Niemeyer, Emily Boniface. By the start of the game, we'll start period number two. Jordan Brumman for the Lady Cardinals. Katie Pfeiffer, Molly Komacher, Kaylee Glover, and Kenzie Clokey. So the 10 that started period number one start period number two, and we're underway. There's a pass inside deflected by Johnson. Georgie tries to save it on the baseline, and two players now on the floor and a jump ball call. So a nice save there by Johnson forces that jump ball and forces the turnover, because the arrow points to Adams Central. So in the alternate possession jump ball, it goes to the Patriots. So the Cardinals do turn it over, and that play made by Georgie Johnson. Third turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Rader front court to Gotch. Gotch, 15-footer in the air, in the hole. The Patriots did not shoot the ball well at all in the first quarter. But Cheyenne Gotch hits the first field goal attempt in period number two, 12-5. Patriots with pressure in the backcourt. Pass to the timeline to Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to the free throw line. Inside the lane, pass inside to Glover, turns and shoots from five, in and out, no good. And Johnson with the rebound for the Patriots, now to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch in the front court to Sydney Niemeyer. Sydney slows things up here a little bit. There's a lob into the lane, deflected away, but picked up at the timeline by Johnson. Johnson to Rader, Kaylee with it, to Emily Boniface, top of the key, man-to-man defense for the Lady Cardinals. 12-5, there's a pass to Boniface, back out to Rader, Kaylee with it. She heads for the lane now. Back out to Niemeyer. Takes the shot. High arc off the glass and going to be no good. Grab there by Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer in the backcourt to Jordan Brumman. The 5'4 sophomore with the left-handed dribble across the timeline. Brumman lost control of it out of bounds, but it's off a Patriot. Patriots knock it away from Jordan Brumman. Stays with the Cardinals. They'll inbound right in front of Patriots bench and Tim Marker. 12-5, Donovan Trumbull. Early in period number two, 6:42 to go. Brumman basketball for the Cardinals. Now it's Molly Komacher. They work against the man-to-man defense of Adams Central. Pfeiffer with it. Lob underneath the Glover. Tipped away and stolen. Quick hands there by Cheyenne Gotch. He gets the steal and dribbles it to the timeline. Pass front court to Rader. Back to Gotch. Cheyenne heads for the hoop. Puts up the shot. Rolls off there. No good. Tipped around at the baseline and a whistle. It's like a rebounding foul going to be called on Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch, that's her first. Only the team's second. Only three fouls on Donovan Trumbull. 6:20 to go in period number two. 12-5, Donovan Trumbull. Both these teams playing last night. Donovan Trumbull winning at Gibbon, 50-39. Adams Central with the loss at Grand Island Northwest. There's a pass tipped by Johnson and deflected to Gotch. Another turnover, Donovan Trumbull, their fifth. Cheyenne Gotch to Boniface from the wing for three in the air. Off the iron, no good. Grabbed on the baseline by Kenzie Clokey of Donovan Trumbull. Double team there. Clokey tries to get rid of it. And a timeout call to save that possession by Bob Samuelson and the Donovan Trumbull bench. So we'll take a timeout with 5:59 to go in period number two. Donovan Trumbull 12, Adams Central 5. We're back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, good crowd on hand already here at Patriot Gym. Again on Soup Supper Night at Adams Central School tonight. And great meals, some great basketball, and Donovan Trumbull basketball. They'll head the length of the floor here and backcourt pressure by the Patriots. There's a pass tipped out of bounds by Kaylee Rader on that attempted inbound pass by Molly Komacher. Komacher will try it again. Cardinals will try to come the length of the floor here. They have a 7-point lead. They've led all the way. There's a pass to Brumman in the backcourt. Jordan into the scoring zone to our left here at Patriot Gym. There's a pass going to be picked off by Cheyenne Gotts. Three turnovers this quarter, six in the game for Donovan Trumbull. Five turnovers on Adams Central. Gotts front court to Rader. Kaylee in the right corner inside to Niemeyer. Niemeyer turns, puts up the runner from five, will roll around and go down. Sydney Niemeyer with her first field goal. And it's 12-7. The Patriots with all 4 second quarter points in this contest. 12-7 Cardinals. Brumman with the top of the key to Molly Komacher. Left side to Pfeiffer from the wing for three. Going to be off the iron. No good. Rebound to Emily Boniface in the backcourt for Adams Central. Gets out of trouble with a pass to Georgie Johnson. Back to Emily Boniface. And Adams Central comes into the offensive zone. Cheyenne Gotts cross-courts it to Kaylee Rader off her fingertips, but she has to run it down near the far sideline. Patriots in control. Kaylee with it to the left baseline. Now reverse the dribble. Back out to Boniface. Emily with it. No pass inside there. Boniface dribbles it out between the rings. Right side to Gotts. Gets a screen. Cheyenne heads for the hoop. Puts up the shot. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Two shots coming up for Cheyenne Gotts. Foul called on Katie Pfeiffer. That's number two on the senior from Donovan Trumbull. And Cheyenne Gotts to the free throw line. So the Patriots a little lethargic in the first quarter with only 3 points. Have four this quarter and a chance for two more here. Gotts' free throw up and off the rim and backboard. No good. Alyssa Komacher, 5'7", freshman in for Donovan Trumbull, played in the first quarter. Georgie Johnson out. Carly Bostock in for Adams Central. Bostock, the freshman. And Pfeiffer goes out, the senior, with two fouls for Donovan Trumbull. Gotch's second free throw, no good. Misses them both, so it's still 12-7. There's a backcourt pass deflected by Gotch, but the control stays with the Cardinals. There's a pass too strong, even for the 5'10 sophomore Kaylee Glover. And the Cardinals with another second quarter turnover, seven in the game. And Cheyenne Gotch goes to the bench, and Anna Queen in for Adams Central. So it's Niemeyer, Boniface, Queen, Rader, and Bostock for Adams Central. Down 12-7, 4:40, clock runs second quarter. Boniface, a pass inside to Queen. Back out to Rader. Toe on the line, a two-shot field goal attempt. No good. Alyssa Komacher with the long rebound for Donovan Trumbull. Komacher, the freshman, double-teamed in the backcourt. Front court pass now to Jordan Brumman. The sophomore has it to Komacher. Alyssa with it to Molly Komacher. Inside pass to Glover. Turns from five, puts up the shot, and scores. Kaylee Glover, her fifth point. And it's 14-7, first points of the quarter for the Cardinals. 14-7, Donovan Trumbull. 4:09 to go in period number two. Rader for Adams Central on the right wing. Into the lane. Bounce pass back out to Queen. Anna with it. Still on the dribble at the baseline and bounce it off her foot and out of bounds. And the Patriots turn it over for the sixth time. Brianna Shook, her first appearance of period number two in the game for Adams Central. Kaylee Rader goes out. Donovan Trumbull will play it in underneath their own basket. They will come the length of the floor underneath the Patriot basket. They'll come the length of the floor. Komacher with the pass to Alyssa to Molly, and Molly has it in the front court to Glover. Kaylee Glover to Molly Komacher. To Donovan Trumbull to Jordan Brumman. Brumman with the left-handed dribble. Boniface with the defense. Number 15 on number 15 there. Molly Komacher. Right wing. Top of the key pass to Glover. 7-point Donovan Trumbull lead. Brumman for three from the wing. Is going to be in the hole. With the left hand, Jordan Brumman, her second three. Biggest lead of the night is now 10 for Donovan Trumbull. 17-7. So the Cardinals leading all the way in this one, have it up to 10 now. Anna Queen, 17-footer, off there, no good. Comes back out to Queen on the rebound, to Boniface. Emily with it, goes to her left. In the corner to Queen. Anna tries to save it, she can, and it goes to Kaylee Glover. It goes to Glover as Queen tries to save that one. Patriots' seventh turnover. Brumman into the scoring zone for Donovan Trumbull with 3 minutes to go. In period number two, Brumman is tied up on the play as she goes to the floor, and a jump ball call off of alternate possession. It will stay with the Cardinals. Ashton Mazur, the 5'8 sophomore, in for Kenzie Clokey for Donovan Trumbull. Cardinal basketball, Cheyenne Gotch back in the game for the Patriots, replacing Emily Boniface. Donovan Trumbull ball, Brumman on the inbounds pass, banks it in from the left wing for a three. 20-7, the bank shot from the left wing. The hard angle, but it counts, and it's another three, and that's nine for Brumman. 20-7, Donovan Trumbull. Gotch now to Queen, to Niemeyer. Sydney with it. puts up a 14-footer. Off there, no good. The rebound to Molly Komacher in the backcourt. Patriots started out with the first four of the squad. There's a steal by Niemeyer. She puts it up, shot, no good, but she's fouled by Brumman. Niemeyer forces that turnover and grabs the ball and has her shot partially blocked, but she was fouled in the play, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Second foul on Jordan Brumman. So she has two, and Jordan's probably going to have to sit here with two fouls. But she's made 3 3-pointers in this game. Niemeyer's free throw's up and going to roll in and out, no good. Into the game, Emma Grosshands, a 5'6 freshman. Grosshands' first appearance, and Brumman with her three threes and now two fouls will sit down. And she's the ball handler, the quarterback of this team on the floor. Niemeyer's second free throw is good. Sydney makes one out of two, and it's 20-8. In favor of Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals will play the ball in. 20-8 Cardinals with 2:33 to go. Pass picked there up off by Cheyenne Goss to Shook. To Queen, her shot up no good, but she's fouled on the play. Emma Grosshands will pick that one up, and Adam Central forcing another turnover. Donovan Trumbull's ninth, and Anna Queen will go to the line to shoot two for Adam Central. There's a timeout going to be called. Bob Samuelson of Donovan Trumbull once and gets a timeout with 2:29 to go in this second quarter. The score, Donovan Trumbull 20, Adam Central 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's an 8-point run. Was an 8-point run by Donovan Trumbull before that free throw by Sydney Niemeyer. 8-point run in this quarter. Adam Central trailed by 9 after the quarter, scored the first four, cut it to 12-7. Donovan Trumbull scores the next 8, went up 20-7. It's now 20-8. And Adam Central's back at the free throw line after forcing another turnover. And Anna Queen will be there to shoot two for the Patriots. And Katie Pfeiffer, the senior with her two fouls, is checked back in for Donovan Trumbull. Get a little senior leadership out there for the Cardinals, joining the senior Molly Komacher. Anna Queen will shoot two here. Queen is a 5'4 junior. Puts up the first toss. Going to be going down. Makes the first. 20-9 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Again, 2:29 to go in period number two. Should be a good boys game also. Game number two, Donovan Trumbull and Adam Central. Second free throw up and good by Queen. Makes them both. 20-10. Patriots hit three free throws. There's a pass to be knocked away by Bostock. Another turnover off the press. Gotcha shot up, no good. She fouled on the play. And the Patriots force another turnover and will go back to the line to try two more free throws. Cheyenne Gotcha will throw up two. The Patriots have made 3 out of 6 from the line this quarter. 4 out of 8 in the game. Cheyenne Gotcha for two. This one's going to be rolling around and down. Hit about every part of the rim and backboard, but would not go down. No good. Still 20-10. Adam Central forcing some turnovers with their backcourt pressure. Second free throw, no good. Rebound offensively by Carly Bostock. Out to Anna Queen for three. It'll be no good. Rebound there by Alex Grimm, and her shot up rolls off there, no good. Now the rebound by Alyssa Komacher, so the Patriots have a couple of chances there. It won't fall. Front court to Molly Komacher for Donovan Trumbull. 2:10 to go, second quarter, 20-10. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Kaylee Glover picked away there, stolen by Adam Central. Another turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Anna Queen comes out of there with the steal. And has it in the scoring zone. Right side to Alex Grimmett. To the baseline, a runner from 5. Going to be short. No good. Kaylee Glover with the rebound. To Katie Pfeiffer for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. To the timeline. And too close to the defense there on Cheyenne Gotts. And that's her second. To the Patriots foul there. Kaylee Rader back in for Adams Central. Kenzie Clokey in there for Donovan Trumbull. Ashton Mazur goes out for the Cardinals. And Brianna Shook goes out for Adams Central. 20-10. Lady Cardinals with the lead. They have the ball, and Katie Pfeiffer has it for the red and white of Donovan Trumbull. The traveling red with the white numerals and trim for the Cardinals. Adam Central in the home white. The red numerals and red and blue trim from the wing for three in the hole there. Katie Pfeiffer for three. She has 5, and it's 23-10. in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Their biggest lead now up to 13 here in this ball game. Four threes in the contest for Donovan Trumbull. Half of their points coming by the three-point shot. Cheyenne Gotch will take the three from the wing. This one's going to be no good. Clearing the boards, Kenzie Clokey for the Cardinals. To Pfeiffer in the backcourt, loses her dribble. Passes it to near the timeline to Kompeter. Across the timeline, tipped away at the timeline. A battle for it. Anna Queen there along with Alyssa Kompeter. And a foul going to be called on the Patriots' Anna Queen. The Patriots' foul there. And it'll be a non-shooting situation. And Molly Kompeter to play it in with 1:01 to go. To Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to Alyssa Kompeter. Tipped away and stolen by Gotch. Another steal. Cheyenne Gotch into the front court. Will put up the seven-footer. Off there, no good. Knocked around. They battle for it. A couple of players on the floor. Whistle and finally a jump ball called. And, of course, on the jump balls, alternate possession. It will stay with Adams Central. So the Patriots get another steal. 12 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. But the Patriots not been able to take much advantage. They have only three field goals in this game and four free throws. Alex Grimm, a 12-footer. Roll off there, no good. Alyssa Kompeter with the rebound. Patriots shooting percentage is low in this first half. From court, Pfeiffer underneath, pass to Clokey. Shot partially deflected by Alex Grimm, and Grimm grabs the basketball. Grimm now to Queen, front court to Gotch. To Queen, 28 seconds to go in this first half, 23-10, Donovan Trumbull. Bostock with it. To the right wing, cut off there, back to Queen, 20 seconds to play. Anna Queen calls out a play, the Patriots with the ball. Right side to Kaylee Rader. Rader top of the key to Gotch. 18-footer in the air, in and out of there, no good. Glover with the rebound with 6 seconds to go, so the Cardinals have time. Glover still in the backcourt. Front court pass now to Pfeiffer with two. Puts up a long three in the hole to end the first half. Katie Pfeiffer with another three. Four threes in the second quarter for Donovan Trumbull, and they have pulled away here at halftime. 16-point Donovan Trumbull lead here at halftime. The Cardinals 26, Adams Central 10. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Still working but tired of home ownership? If you are age 55 and older, you can have maintenance-free living at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Come and begin the conversation with us on Sunday, January 22nd, when we host an open house. Apartments will be open throughout the village from 1 to 3 p.m. Visit with housing professionals as you see newly remodeled and newly constructed apartments. Pick up tour information in the neighborhood building at 3rd Avenue and D Streets. See you at the village January 22nd from 1 to 3.
Hi, Dan Aykroyd here. For your listening enjoyment and general well-being, the John Belushi Estate and myself have sanctioned the official Blues Brothers Review, featuring the best Jake and Elwood replicators performing in the world today. Coupled with some of the hottest musicians in the field of American soul, gospel, and blues, the official Blues Brothers Review is a high-octane, premium-grade entertainment and as near to the original characters as you can get.
Don't miss the Blues Brothers at Carney Merriman's Performing Arts Center Tuesday, January 31st. For tickets, head to pickmytickets.com.
That's the official Blues Brothers Review. You will be rocked, my friends.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. We're at halftime of the girls' game, our first of two tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. And Donovan Trumbull with a 16-point lead here at halftime over the Adams Central Lady Patriots. It's 26-10. The Lady Patriots not shooting the basketball well. Donovan Trumbull shooting the basketball well, especially from three-point range. They have 5 3-point field goals in this contest. They got 2 threes in the second quarter from Katie Pfeiffer and 2 also in the second quarter for Jordan Brumman. So 4 threes in that second quarter by the Lady Cardinals. 12 of their 14 points in that second quarter via the three. And the Cardinals lead it here 26-10 here at halftime. Adams Central has never led in this basketball game. fell behind 5-1 early. The Lady Cardinals added up to 10-3 late in the first quarter. 12-3 Cardinals at the end of one. Adams Central got the first 4 points of the second quarter to cut it to 12-7. The Cardinals then have an 8-point run to go ahead 20-7 before the Patriots cut it to 20-10. But a couple of threes late in the second quarter gives the Lady Cardinals a 26-10 lead over Adams Central here at halftime of our first of two in the girls' contest here this evening. Donovan Trumbull, 26, Adams Central, 10. For the Patriots, 3 points all in the first quarter for Georgie Johnson, 3 points for Sydney Niemeyer, and two apiece for Cheyenne Gotch and Anna Queen. The Patriots with only 3 field goals, all two-pointers, and they are 4 out of 10 from the free throw line. And the Patriots with 7 first-half turnovers in the contest. So the Patriots taking pretty good care of the ball and getting some pretty good looks, but the ball not going through the hoop. Only 3 field goals and 4 out of 10 from the free throw line for Adams Central. Donovan Trumbull, 9 points in that first half for Jordan Drummond, the junior guard for the sophomore guard, has 9 on 3 threes for Donovan Trumbull. 8 points for the senior Katie Pfeiffer. She had a couple of threes in the second quarter and a 2-point field goal in the first. She has 8. 5 for Kaylee Glover, the 5'10 sophomore, with 3 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. Patriots kind of take her out of the game in the second quarter, and she has 1 field goal. She has 5 points, 2 points apiece for the other starters, Kenzie Clokey and Molly Komacher for Donovan Trumbull. So Donovan Trumbull with 5 threes in the first half, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and some 2-point field goals to go along with that. Had 12 first quarter points, 14 in the second. 26 here at halftime for Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central with only 3 first quarter points, only 7 in the second, 10 here at halftime, and Donovan Trumbull with the lead, 26-10 over Adams Central. Unofficially, I have Adams Central with 7 first half turnovers and Donovan Trumbull with 12 in the first half. The Patriots forcing the turnovers in the second quarter of play get some opportunities at the free throw line, but they only made 3 out of 8 in that second quarter, did the Patriots, and 4 out of 10 in the first half. And Donovan Trumbull leads it here at halftime by the score of 26-10. So let's take a timeout. We'll have more halftime information. By the way, this is the Allen's Halftime Show. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, halftime on Breeze Broadcast, brought to you by Allen's on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll have more halftime information for you on the Allen's Halftime Show right after this 90-second timeout.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. You get more Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Adams Central Gym, we're at halftime of our first of two here tonight. The Adams Central girls, with that proverbial, a lot of wood to chop in the second quarter if they're going to get in the win column here this evening. Donovan Trumbull shooting and making 5 three-pointers, shooting more than that, but making 5 in the first half. That good three-point shooting tonight propelling the Cardinals to a 26-10 lead here at halftime. Adams Central played some pretty good defense, forced some turnovers with their full court pressure, but the Cardinals, red hot, especially in that second quarter from three-point land, get four in the second quarter and have a lead of 26-10. The Patriots, on the other hand, have no three-pointers, only 3 2-point field goals in this game, and 4 out of 10 from the free throw line. So the Patriots not shooting the ball well. The Cardinals from three-point range doing the job, and they have a 16-point lead here in this contest. Mother City basketball results for you earlier today over in Kearney. Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia got together for their girls-boys doubleheader. The St. Cecilia girls go over to Kearney Catholic, hand the Stars their first loss of the year. First loss for Kearney Catholic's girls. St. Cecilia 46, Kearney Catholic 41. On the boys' side of things, Kearney Catholic defeats the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Kearney Catholic 57, St. Cecilia 46. So the Kearney Catholic Stars win the boys' game. St. Cecilia girls over Kearney Catholic on the girls' side of things. That's the first loss in the new gymnasium for the Kearney Catholic Stars, we believe, here. They opened that gym a few years ago. Have not lost in that gym, have the girls, till tonight. And St. Cecilia wins it 46-41 in Kearney Catholic boys over St. Cecilia in that boys' contest at Kearney Catholic. The only other two local teams playing on this Saturday afternoon and evening. NFL football, of course, the divisional playoffs starting two games today. And in the fourth quarter of play, the New Orleans Saints are leading the San Francisco 49ers 21-20. That's in the fourth quarter of play. So New Orleans 21, San Francisco 20, the first of four divisional playoff games this weekend. You can hear all those games on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. On the Breeze tomorrow, we will have some basketball for you. The Nebraska men playing at Penn State, pregame at 4, and the tip-off at 5 tomorrow. Nebraska basketball on the Breeze tomorrow. And Hastings College basketball tomorrow at Dakota Wesleyan. The Hastings College women and men at Dakota Wesleyan. 2 o'clock for the women, 4 o'clock for the men. 1:45 pregame on KHAS Radio 1230 tomorrow afternoon. So join Mike Will for that. Mike getting set to make that nice trip up to Mitchell, South Dakota early tomorrow. And head up there to the Corn Palace for Bronco basketball tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. Jordan Brumman, Katie Pfeiffer, Kaylee Glover, Kenzie Clokey, Molly Komacher come out for Donovan Trumbull. It'll be Donovan Trumbull ball as they shoot at the basket to our right here. We're right at center court here at Adams Central High School. And the Cardinals will have the ball and a 16-point lead to start this third quarter of play. Adams Central will play defense. They have Kaylee Rader, Sydney Niemeyer, Georgie Johnson, Cheyenne Gotch, Emily Boniface. So here we go, third quarter underway. Donovan Trumbull up by 16. Pfeiffer with the basketball. There's a lob underneath. Shot put up and going to be good and a foul on the play. Right there getting the pass and scoring is Kaylee Glover. She has 7. And she's fouled on the play and it's now 28-10. And it took the Cardinals 8 seconds to score there. And Glover eyes the free throw and makes it. The foul was on Georgie Johnson. Her first three-point play, 29-10, Donovan Trumbull. And that's 8 now for Glover. Patriot basketball. Gotch behind the screen. 17-footer. In the hole. Nothing but net. Cheyenne Gotch. She has 4. And it's 29-12. Adams Central will pressure in the backcourt. Forced some turnovers in the second quarter. There's a pass going to be picked off in the front court. There's a turnover off the press. Georgie Johnson retrieves that errant pass for Adams Central. 29-12. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Gotch front court. Man-to-man. Donovan Trumbull defense to Rader. Rader, pass tipped away. It goes to Boniface, to Gotch for 3 in the air. Bounces off there, no good. Georgie Johnson, rebound to Gotch. Her shot's deflected. Battle for the baseline. Johnson can't save it for Adams Central. It goes to the Lady Cardinals. Quickly into the game, Alex Grimmett, 5'10", sophomore. In for Georgie Johnson and Adams Central. We're inside the first minute, 7:07 to go. There's a pass. It'll be tipped away. Another turnover off the press there. Errant pass there. Patriots pick it off. Cheyenne Gotch into the lane. Bounce pass to Emily Boniface from the corner of 3. Off there, no good. Ball tipped around, grabbed in the backcourt by Katie Pfeiffer for Donovan Trumbull. Pfeiffer into the scoring zone. Runs the basketball. Lost control of it out of bounds. And it'll be Patriot basketball. 3 turnovers already in this quarter. 15 in the game for Donovan Trumbull. But the Patriots still down here by 17. And the Patriots have the ball. Emily Boniface into the scoring zone. Left side to Rader. Kaylee Rader. Patriots try to set some screens maybe to open up a three-point field goal attempt here. Don't get it there. There's Boniface behind the screen for three in the hole. Emily Boniface for three. Her first field goal of the game. 29-15. Donovan Trumbull by 14. Front court, it's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer bounce pass inside to Glover. She is knocked down and a foul on Adams Central as three players around Kaylee Glover, the sophomore. Adams Central picks up the foul there. Alex Grimmett will get whistled for that foul. Her first. Team second inbounding to Pfeiffer for three. This one's going to be an air ball grab there by Niemeyer. Niemeyer to Boniface, 29-15. To Cheyenne Gotch, her shot up off there, no good. And knocked out of bounds, it'll be Donovan Trumbull basketball. The Patriots can't convert there. 6:06 to go, 29-15. Donovan Trumbull will come the length of the floor here. Komacher now to Pfeiffer, back to Komacher. Molly in the backcourt for Donovan Trumbull. On the defense, lost control of it. A foul going to be called, though, on the Patriots in the backcourt. Emily Boniface picks it up for the Patriots. And Donovan Trumbull will play it in on the far sideline. So we may get a chance to see how good a free throw shooting team Donovan Trumbull is. As we go through this one, Jordan Brumman, front court for Donovan Trumbull. Pass underneath to Clokey. Her shot up, rolls around and off, no good. Trying to save it is Niemeyer. She can't save it, but it doesn't matter. It was off of Cardinal and out of bounds. Hit the end line before Sidney knocked it back inbounds. And off of Cardinal, it'll be Patriot basketball. 29-15, Donovan Trumbull with the lead. 5:50, clock runs, third quarter. Boys contest coming up next. 6-4, Donovan Trumbull. 10-2, Adams Central. Alex Grimmett, 13-footer, in and out of there, no good on the line drive shot. Kaylee Glover with the rebound. Outlet to Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer between two Patriots into the scoring zone. Pfeiffer to Glover. Shot put up off the glass and iron, no good. Long rebound in the lane, grabbed there by Kaylee Rader for Adams Central. Rader for the Patriots across the timeline into the front court to Boniface. Emily with it for the Adams Central Patriots. 29-15, Donovan Trumbull. Kaylee Rader inside the lane, back out to Niemeyer. Sidney with it behind the arc, left side, into the lane, stops and pops from 8 feet, rolls off there, no good. Niemeyer tries to save it again. She does, but it goes to Jordan Brumman. Brumman, front court pass to Pfeiffer, off her leg, but Katie runs it down, passes inside lane to Komacher. Her shot up and no good, tipped around and grabbed by Niemeyer. Sidney with the rebound now to Cheyenne Gotch. Back and forth we go, 4:50 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, Niemeyer for Adams Central. Drives it into the lane, attacks the basket. Her shot going to be off there, no good. A good drive by Niemeyer, but the ball won't fall. And Gotch can't control it. Brianna Shook, Anna Queen check in for Adams Central. Carly Bostock, Georgie Johnson, and they will check in. But they won't get to play for a little bit because we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with 4:44 to go in period number three. Donovan Trumbull, 29. Adams Central, 15. We're back in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Patriot Gym, the Patriots force a turnover on the inbounds pass. Another one by Donovan Trumbull, and the Patriots have the ball. Anna Queen now to Brianna Shook. Shook now to Johnson, top of the key to Bostock. Carly with it, one dribble, now gives up that dribble, passes right side to Queen. So Patriots getting their opportunities offensively. They just need shots to go down. Queen at the baseline will travel with the basketball. Turnover Adams Central, only their eighth. Again, a poor shooting night for the Patriots. Down here still by 14, 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Alyssa Komacher's checked in, passes it inbounds to Brumman, back to Komacher. Alyssa with it across the timeline. Pass right side, tipped by Queen and out of bounds. So Adams Central gets in the passing lanes once again, tipped that out of bounds. Basketball stays with the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals. looking for their fourth win of the year. Adams Hunter looking for their fourth. At the baseline and can't control it there. The Cardinals. Ashton Mazur can't control it there, and the Cardinals turn it over for the 17th time. Again, the Patriots getting the offensive opportunities. Brianna Shook with the ball, front court. To Carly Bostock. Bostock. Lob inside to Boniface. Off her hands and picked off there by Glover. Patriots turn it over once again for the ninth time tonight. Jordan Brumman in the backcourt for Donovan Trumbull. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Brumman now to Pfeiffer. Pass now to Komacher. Alyssa, pass underneath. It's going to be too strong. Bounces away from Ashton Mazur. Yet another Donovan Trumbull turnover, number 18. Boniface calls out a play as the Patriots will attack at the basket to our left here. Boniface front court for Adams Central. Left side to Georgie Johnson. Johnson to Shook. Brianna puts up a runner. Going to be off there. No good. Alyssa Komacher with the rebound. To Katie Pfeiffer in the backcourt. Double team, but she gives it up in the backcourt to Jordan Brumman. Brumman into the scoring zone for the Lady Cardinals. To Alyssa Komacher, the 5'7 freshman. Komacher top of the key. Ashton Mazur. Right side to Brumman. Pass inside. Knocked out of bounds there by Brianna Shook. They look for Pfeiffer there, but Shook knocks it out of bounds. Kenzie Cloakie in for Donovan Trumbull. Sydney Bernosik, Cheyenne Gotch in. Anna Queen and Emily Boniface go out for Adams Central. 3:15 to go. It's 29-15. We've been stuck on this score for a long time in this third quarter. Komacher shot on the baseline. It's the side of the backboard. And they're off no good and out of bounds. Basketball to Adams Central. Alyssa just too far underneath the basket there. And that one bounced off the backboard and out of bounds on that shot attempt. Patriots into the scoring zone. Down by 14. They've been down by as many as 17 in this game. Shook with the basketball. Now to Bernosik. Pass or shot deflected. And the Cardinals try to grab the ball. Komacher's tied up. At that point, it'll stay with Adams Central. So the Patriots get the tie-up and get to keep the basketball. Bernosik to play it in underneath her own basket for Adams Central. Sydney Bernosik for the Patriots. Inbounds to Gotch. Cheyenne inside the lane, a runner from seven, off no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Cheyenne Gotch attacking the basket, fouled on the play, number three on Katie Pfeiffer, and Cheyenne Gotch to the line to shoot two. Adams Central, 4 out of 10 from the free throw line, first tosses of the second half. Gotch's free throw good. She now has 5 in the game, 29-16, Molly Komacher in, Katie Pfeiffer with 3 fouls, goes out for Donovan Trumbull. 3 fouls now on the senior Pfeiffer. And Cheyenne Gotch's second free throw is good. Buried them both. 4 this quarter, 6 in the game for Gotch, 29-17. Patriots have scored the last 7. There's a steal by Gotch and a score. Cheyenne Gotch with the field goal. Patriots have cut it to 10, 29-19. And Bob Samuelson and Donovan Trumbull take a timeout with 2:48 to go in period number 3. Donovan Trumbull, 29. Adams Central, 19. We're back in 30 seconds.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. 9-point run for the Adams Central Patriots. They fell behind by 19, 29-10 very early in the part of this quarter. In fact, the first 10 seconds of this quarter. Donovan Trumbull hasn't scored since the 7:52 mark of this quarter. They've gone over 5 minutes without scoring. The Patriots have scored the last 5. They forced some turnovers. They scored the last 9, excuse me, and it's now 29-19. Patriots again with backcourt pressure. Komacher's in the backcourt. Alyssa with the basketball. Double team there. Passing the front court now to Jordan Brumman. Brumman controls it in the front court. Shook with the defense there. There's a pass picked off by Johnson. Another Donovan Trumbull turnover. So the Patriots have come from 19 down now to 10. Still 2:27, clock runs third quarter. Bernosik with it for the Patriots against this man-to-man Cardinal defense to Carly Bostock. Bostock holds it high over her head, about 18 feet from the bucket. Now to Cheyenne Gotch, right side. Now to Shook. Brianna with it. will head for the hoop, put up the shot, rolls off there, no good rebound offensively. Up, no good by Bostock, the rebound out of there by Molly Komacher. To Jordan Brumman, so Carly Bostock misses one from up close, would have cut it to eight. Molly Komacher front court for Donovan Trumbull, now to Jordan Brumman. Jordan will slow things up for the Cardinals. Top of the key now to Kaylee Glover. Kaylee had a three-point play at 7:52 mark of this quarter. Donovan Trumbull gone 6 minutes without scoring, and there's a shot by Brumman. She's sent to the floor and fouled in the play. Missed the shot. Foul call on Cheyenne Gotch. That's number three on Gotch. And to the free throw line to shoot two will be Jordan Brumman. Had 9 points in the first half. There's the free throw missing. No good. 1:48 to go in this quarter. In 6 minutes and 4 seconds. Since Donovan Trumbull scored, Gotch goes out, Emily Boniface in. Gotch with three fouls. 8 points in the game so far for Cheyenne. Free throw up. This one's off there. No good. Long rebound near sideline. That long rebound was touched by the Patriots. They couldn't grab it off the defensive board, and it's off a Patriot and out of bounds on the near sideline. Donovan Trumbull basketball. Jordan Brumman inside the lane will stop her. She's fouled again. Brumman with another shot from about 12 feet there, and she's fouled in the play. Foul called on Adam Central. Brianna Shook, that's her first. To the line to shoot two more. It's going to be Jordan Brumman just there moments ago. Missed two. She has nine in the game. Free throw up and good. So 6 minutes and 10 seconds without a point. Broken there by Jordan Brumman. That breaks the Patriots. 9-point run. It's 30-19, Donovan Trumbull. 6 minutes and 10 seconds without a point for Donovan Trumbull. They still have an 11-point lead. Make it 12. As Brumman makes both of these, she has 11. 31-19, Cardinals by a dozen. Emily Boniface front court. Sydney Niemeyer back in there for Adam Central. Right side there, Kaylee Rader, who's checked back in for three. In and out, no good. Georgie Johnson goes for the rebound on the offensive board and gets it to Bernasic. Now to Boniface. Emily with it inside the lane. Did not travel in the whistle, and there's a hack on the play on Donovan Trumbull. Non-shooting situation. Foul on the Cardinals. Called on Molly Komacher. That will be her first. 1:23 to go. Make that her second. Excuse me. Two on Molly Komacher. Non-shooting situation. Inbounded to Niemeyer. From 15, banked in from there. Sydney Niemeyer has five. 31-21. Donovan Trumbull by 10. Patriots in the backcourt. Just misses steal there. Brumman in the front court to Komacher. Molly with it, pass underneath, shot put up, off there, no good. Offensive rebound, shot up and good, and a foul on the play. Kaylee Glover, the sophomore with the offensive rebound and basket. She has 10 in the game, 5 this quarter. Field goal good, it's 33-21, and she was fouled on the play with 1:05 to go. Foul call on Sydney Niemeyer, her first 3-point play attempt is up and good. 3-point play there, the second this quarter, 6 this quarter for Glover, 34-21. Adam Central with the basketball, down by 13, less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Boniface with it and a whistle. Timeout as Boniface pressured there by the defense. The Patriots have to take a timeout, so we'll take one with 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull 34, Adam Central 21, back in another 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
54.5 seconds to go in period number three. 34-21 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. The Patriots have cut it to 10. They was down by as many as 19 in this quarter. That was their largest deficit. They cut it to 29-19 and 31-21, but another three-point play by Kaylee Glover, her second of this quarter. She has 6 this quarter, 11 in the game. The 5'10 sophomore over her average on the season. And she comes out on the floor with Kenzie Clokey, Alyssa Komacher, Molly Komacher, and Jordan Brumman. For Donovan Trumbull, 54 seconds to go. Patriot basketball inbounded to Anna Queen, who's checked in. She's out there with Emily Boniface, Sydney Niemeyer, Kaylee Rader, and Georgie Johnson for the Patriots. Boniface with it. She's in the lane. Bounce pass. Comes right back to her as it goes off the Patriot leg, but back to Boniface and a whistle as Emily gets the basketball back. Foul called on Donovan Trumbull's Alyssa Komacher. Non-shooting situation. Only the third team foul in Donovan Trumbull. Six on the Patriots already. Inbounded to Rader, to Niemeyer. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. The baseline, Niemeyer bounces it off her foot. Sydney has dribbled that one off her foot and out of bounds. 10th turnover on Adams Central. And the Patriots will throw on the full court pressure in the backcourt. They do inbound, picked off by Johnson. Georgie Johnson with a shot up and good. The steal and score. Georgie Johnson has five, 34-23. In the front court, Brumman now to Glover. Double-team pass underneath, almost picked off by Johnson. Can't control it. And the Patriots will stay on defense, and Donovan Trumbull will throw it in, and Alyssa Komacher, the freshman, will play it in for the Cardinals. 24 seconds to go in period number three. Inbound the basketball to Brumman. 15-footer up and good. Jordan Brumman with the field goal. She has four this quarter, 13 in the game, 36-23. Donovan Trumbull by 13 with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Boniface with it now to Rader. Top of the key with 7 seconds to go. The Patriots need to get a shot off here to Boniface with 2 seconds to go. To Niemeyer, throws it up for three in the air off the backboard and rim. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. After three, Donovan Trumbull, 36. Adams Central, 23. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Patriot Gym. Adams Central trailing Donovan Trumbull by the score of 36-23 as we head into the fourth quarter of play. The Patriots scored 13 in that third quarter, but Donovan Trumbull had 10 in the quarter. The Patriots were down by 19 early in the third, cut it to 10 a couple of times, but Donovan Trumbull has the lead 36-23 here after three quarters of play. So the Patriots will have a 13-point deficit facing them in this fourth quarter of play. Eight for Cheyenne Gotts to lead the way for Adams Central. And the Patriots send out Emily Boniface, Sydney Niemeyer, Georgie Johnson, Cheyenne Gotch, and Kaylee Rader to start this fourth quarter. Molly Komacher, Katie Pfeiffer, Kaylee Glover, Kenzie Clokey, and Jordan Brumman for the Cardinals. Inside the Glover, shot put up, no good, but a whistle before the shot. Foul going to be called on the Patriots. Foul called on Adams Central's Georgie Johnson. Patriots over the six-foul limit and to the free throw line for the one and bonus. Going to be Kaylee Glover. Free throw up and good. Makes the first of two. Earns that bonus. 37-23. Second free throw by Glover is up and it is good. She has 13 in the game. 38-23. Donovan Trumbull back up by 15. The Patriots with a 19-point hill to climb in the third. Boniface for three. Off there, no good. A battle for it. Clokey gets it. Her outlet pass is deflected by Boniface, but the Cardinals have the ball. They have somebody all alone on their end of the floor underneath. It's Glover. She will shoot and miss the shot underneath. Gets her own rebound. Shoots and scores. Kaylee Glover with 15 in the game. 40-23. The lead back up to 17. Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central with 7:20 to go in the ballgame to Rader for three. Off there, no good. The rebound to Katie Glover. She's been a big force, listed at 5'10". Front court now, Molly Komacher's shot way short. No good. The rebound by Boniface. Boniface front court to Georgie Johnson. She will stop, shoot, and score. Georgie Johnson with the rebound and score, or the shot and score. She has 7, and it's 40-25. And Tim Marker and Adam Sun will take a quick timeout after that score. So we'll take one with 7 minutes exactly to go in the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull, 40. Adam Central, 25. We're back in 30 seconds.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
1 minute gone, 7 minutes to go in our ball game. Donovan Trumbull has it back up to 15. Their largest lead was 19. Patriots get it down to 10. But the Cardinals now up to 15 as they've got a good second half. 10 points this half by Kaylee Glover. There's a pass kicked by one of the Patriots. So the Cardinals will throw it in. Cheyenne Gotch out there, Kaylee Rader, Emily Boniface, Georgie Johnson, Sidney Niemeyer for Adams Central. Molly Komacher to play it in does to Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer inside the lane, dishes underneath. Nice pass to Clokey. Her shot up and good. Kenzie Clokey with her fourth point. And it's 42-25, and the Patriots turn it over on the end line. They just step over the end line trying to inbound the ball and turn it over for the 11th time. Brianna Shook in. Kaylee Rader out for Adams Central. The lead back up to 17 for Donovan Trumbull. Pass from the inbounds pass, shot up no good by Glover. And the Patriots get the rebound. Sidney Niemeyer to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch into the front court. 17-point Donovan Trumbull Cardinal lead. The Patriots over the foul limit also, so Donovan Trumbull in control of this basketball game once again. Patriots put on a run to get it down to 10, but no closer so far. Niemeyer shot up off there, no good. The rebound pulled down by Jordan Brumman. Jordan Brumman for Donovan Trumbull to Molly Komacher into the scoring zone. Double team there, tipped away from her. Komacher saves it on the near side, gets the pass to Kaylee Glover. Glover pass underneath to Brumman. Her shot up and good. Jordan Brumman with the field goal. She has 13. And it's 44-25. The lead back up to 19. And the Cardinals in good shape here with 5:45 to go. Niemeyer shot up off no good. Rebounded out of there by Katie Pfeiffer. So the Patriots blowing that basketball up. They're making their offensive shots more quickly here. They need some hoops to fall to get back in it. And the Cardinals have the ball in the backcourt. Komacher to Jordan Brumman. Jordan with the basketball. Dribbles it across the timeline for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Tipped away by Shook, but grabbed by Brumman. Now to Pfeiffer. 5.5 minutes to go. Katie Pfeiffer to the baseline. Back out to Glover. Now to Pfeiffer, the senior with it. Katie Pfeiffer tipped away from her by Gotch, but grabbed in the backcourt by Jordan Brumman. And Brumman fouled by Emily Boniface right there. Boniface picks up the foul, and Donovan Trumbull to the free throw line. 44-25, Cardinals with 5:16 to go in period number 4. Anna Queen in for Emily Boniface for Adams Central. Second foul on Boniface. Free throw line is Jordan Brumman for the 1-1. She has 13 in the game. Free throw with the left hand up and good, earning the bonus. 14 for Brumman. 45-25. Biggest lead of the contest for Donovan Trumbull. Jordan Brumman will eye the second. This one's up and good. Makes them both. 15 for Brumman, 56-25. Donovan Trumbull will get their fourth win of the year, barring a big, big comeback here for Donovan Trumbull. Gotch puts up the shot inside the lane, no good, but she's fouled by Brumman. Jordan picks up the foul, and Cheyenne Gotch to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Adams Central. She has 8 to lead the way for the Patriots in the contest. She'll shoot 2 here. Free throw up by Cheyenne is good. She has 9, and it's 46-26. Remember the boys' game to follow right here on the Breeze. Donovan Trumbull 6-4 in the year. Adams Central at 10-2, both won last night. Back at it here again tonight in the Lou Platt Conference game. Second free throw good by Gotch. He has 10, 46-27. Donovan Trumbull still 5:08 to go in the ballgame. Jordan Brumman in the backcourt for the Cardinals. Tipped away, grabbed by Gotch. The Patriots get the deflection there in the steal. Driving as Anna Queen puts up the shot. Will roll down and good. Anna Queen with the field goal. She has four. And it's 46-29 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Front court, Katie Pfeiffer, the senior, will get the ball into the scoring zone. Back out to Jordan Brumman for three from the wing. In the hole, Jordan Brumman for three. She has seven this quarter, 18 in the game for Brumman. 49-29, 5'4 sophomore. Having a great game with 18 in the contest. Brianna Shook for three. This one will roll out of there, no good. Tipped around, grabbed to the baseline by Niemeyer. Her shot up and good. Sydney Niemeyer, offensive rebound and score. She has seven. 49-31, Donovan Trumbull. In the backcourt with 4:10 to go is Molly Komacher. Komacher, front court pass down to Brumman. Starting to slow it up here a little bit now. The Cardinals, that ally of the clock, are halfway through the fourth quarter, and the Cardinals have an 18-point lead. Komacher goes to the deck, and she is fouled there by Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be four in Cheyenne. And the Cardinals will go back to the free throw line. They're 18 up here with 3:58 to go. Molly Komacher will go to the line to shoot one and one for Donovan Trumbull. Sydney Bernasek in. Cheyenne Gotch out for Adams Central. Molly Komacher one and one for the Cardinals. Molly's free throw is up. This one is going to be in and out of there. No good. Niemeyer with the rebound for Adams Central. To Queen, so the Patriots with a big deficit here, down by 18 with 3:50 to go in the contest. Right side to Bernasek. Sydney with it, double team, lost control of it, and Komacher grabs it. Patriots turn it over for the 12th time. Jordan Brumman, front court for Donovan Trumbull. Oops, a pass to Pfeiffer. Katie with it, will take a 13-footer. Rolls off there, no good. Tipped on the baseline off of Patriot and out of bounds. It will stay with Donovan Trumbull. Alyssa Komacher, 5'7 freshman in for Molly Komacher, the 5'5 senior. Bounding the basketball to Pfeiffer for Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals have led throughout. Adams Central has not led in the basketball game. Lead has been as big as 21 points for Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central has got it down to 10 in the third quarter, but the Cardinals have roared back behind Jordan Brumman and Kaylee Glover in this latter part of the third quarter and all of this fourth quarter. Alyssa Komacher to Glover. Tipped away from her. They go to the floor. Bernasek can't grab it. Another Niemeyer on the floor also. Jump ball called. It will go to Adam Central. So the turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Back to Cardinals. Went 6 minutes and 10 seconds of that third quarter. Let that lead evaporate from 19 to 10. But that is as close as Adam Central could get. Cardinals build it up back to 13 after 3 and have got it up to 21 in this fourth quarter with 2:50 to go. It's 18 right now. Donovan Trumbull's going to win their second game of the weekend and fourth of the year. Brianna Shook misses the 18-footer, no good. The rebound, Alyssa Komacher. Adam Central's going to have a two-loss weekend here. And the Patriots send in Brittany Wiseman, the 5'4 freshman, her first appearance. Molly Komacher in and Alyssa Komacher out. For Donovan Trumbull, also checking in for Adams Central, is Alex Grimmett. Sydney Bernasek can throw it in far sideline with 2:42 to go. High school basketball here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5, and at KLIQFM.com. Brittany Wiseman, her first appearance. The freshman in there, pass going to be tipped and deflected by Jordan Brumman. Brumman just having a great game all over the floor. Stops and shoots, misses from 8 feet. Carly Bostock, who's checked in, tried to get the rebound, couldn't. Shot by Kolke, no good. Komacher's shot rolls off there, no good. Saving it is Glover. Saves it to Pfeiffer. Pulled away from her. Knocked out of bounds by Adam Central, Sydney Bernasek. So a flurry there. The Cardinals miss about three from close range. And the Patriots finally knock it out of bounds with 2:15 to go. And Molly Komacher to play it in for Donovan Trumbull. Does long to Kaylee Glover. 16-footer going to be an air ball. But right there to rebound is Komacher's shot. No good. Second shot blocked by Bostock. It goes to Brittany Wiseman. 2:05 to go in the ball game. 49-31 Donovan Trumbull. These two teams could meet it. Of course, once again in the New Platte Conference tournament that's coming up in about 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks. Wiseman with it for Adams Central. So the Patriots are going to drop this one and go to 3-10 on the year. Donovan Trumbull is going to win their fourth game of the year to go with eight losses. Driving is Queen, and she will score. Anna Queen with a nice drive to the hoop and score. She has six, 49-33 in favor of the Cardinals with 1:30 to go in the ball game. Adams Central on the defense here. There's a pass kicked out of bounds, but it's off the Cardinals, say the officials. 24 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. The Patriots send in for the first time the senior Jamie Gilbert and also Sarah Allen, the 5'6 sophomore. So the Patriots get some new people into the ball game. And Anna Queen has the ball. Patriot basketball will play the final 1:16 of this one. Sarah Allen with it for Adams Central. Donovan Trumbull with the big lead here at 49-33. Jamie Gilbert, the senior for Adams Central, bounce pass left side. From the free throw line, Brittany Wiseman goes up for the shot. She was fouled before the shot. I'll call it Molly Komacher, but that was before the shot attempt as Alyssa Komacher comes in and Molly Komacher goes out. Bob Samuelson once and gets a timeout for Donovan Trumbull. So we'll take one final timeout here before the end of this one, the way it looks. 1:02 to go. Donovan Trumbull, 49. Adams Central, 33. We're back in 30 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
1:02 to go in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull with the lead here, 49-33. So the Patriots cut it from 19-10 in the third quarter. But the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals respond to that and move it up to 13-point lead after three and move it all the way up to a 21-point lead in this quarter at 46-25 with 5:16 to go in the ball game. And Adams Central has it down to 16, but it'll be too little too late here for the Patriots here tonight. So it'll be a Lou Platt Conference loss for Adams Central here tonight and a win for Donovan Trumbull. Anna Queen inbounds the basketball to Alex Grimmett. Grimmett now to Sarah Allen. Top of the key to Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central with 55 seconds to go in the game. Now to Grimmett. Top of the key to Wiseman. Brittany eyed the three. Now inside the arc. Now passes to Anna Queen. Tipped away from her by Brumman. Goes back to Queen. Left side to Allen. Sarah Allen for three from the wing. Off there, no good. Long rebound to Queen. To Wiseman. Her shot's going to be no good. They run it down in the corner. Alyssa Komacher grabs it for Donovan Trumbull. In the backcourt to Kaylee Glover. In the front court now to Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will slow things up. Donovan Trumbull, they have no inclination. They want to shoot here. He's inside the cloak. She has a five-footer, though. Misses the shot. Grabbed there by Jamie Gilbert for Adams Central with 20 seconds to play in the ballgame. And Adams Central in the front court will play out the final 15. Anna Queen with it for the Patriots to Brittany Wiseman on the right wing. Wiseman with the basketball, top of the key to Jamie Gilbert. Senior has the ball, will take a 16-footer in the hole. Jamie Gilbert with the field goal. That'll be the final points of the ball game for Adams Central in the backcourt. With the ball, Katie Pfeiffer, and the ball game is over. The Adams Central Patriots drop this one to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. The Cardinals ahead all the way, and they win it by the score of 51-33 in the contest, although the board still says 49-33. We'll get the official final score, but Donovan Trumbull wins this one by the score of 49-35 as the Patriots get that last field goal. The final score, Donovan Trumbull 49, Adams Central 35. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Still working but tired of home ownership? If you are age 55 and older, you can have maintenance-free living at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Come and begin the conversation with us on Sunday, January 22nd, when we host an open house. Apartments will be open throughout the village from 1 to 3 p.m. Visit with housing professionals as you see newly remodeled and newly constructed apartments. Pick up tour information in the neighborhood building at 3rd Avenue and D Streets. See you at the village January 22nd from 1 to 3.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Adams Central, Jim. The first game in the books, our first of two tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals win the girls' game here tonight over Adams Central. They lead from start to finish, and the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull 49, the Adams Central Lady Patriots 35 in this contest. The lead as many as 21 points in the fourth quarter of play for Donovan Trumbull. They led it all the way, jumped out to the 2-0 lead, led 5-1, 12-3 Cardinals after the first quarter of play. Adams Central scored the first four of the second quarter to cut it to 12-7, and then the Cardinals score to make it 20-8 in the contest, 26-10 at halftime. Donovan Trumbull, despite an 8 Adams Central run, an 8-point Donovan Trumbull run in that second quarter, and the Cardinals led 26-10 at halftime. Donovan Trumbull gets a 3-point play in the first 8 seconds of the third quarter from Kaylee Glover. They went up 29-10, 8 seconds into the third quarter, but the Cardinals did not score for the next 6 minutes and 10 seconds, and Adams Central whittled that lead down from 29-10 to 29-19 on a 9-point run into the third quarter. It was also 31-21 in that third, but Donovan Trumbull outscored the Patriots 5-2 in the latter part of the third quarter, and Donovan Trumbull led 36-23 after three. So the Lady Cardinals respond to the 9-point Patriot run, get on the board late in the third quarter, and move the lead back up to 13-36-23 after three quarters of play. The Cardinals controlling the fourth quarter of play. They had their biggest lead with 5:16 to go, 46-25 in the contest. The Patriots could only move it down to the final score, 14-point loss, 49-35. Donovan Trumbull wins the basketball game. A couple of big three-point plays in that third quarter to start the quarter from Kaylee Glover, and to pretty much end that third quarter. She had 6 in the quarter and 4 more in the fourth quarter. Jordan Brumman with a big night, 18 for Donovan Trumbull. She had 3 threes in the first half for 9, another 9 in the second half, as the Cardinals win it by the score of 49-35. The Cardinals hit 4 out of 5 free throws in the fourth quarter of play. They are 9 out of 13 from the free throw line in the contest here this evening, and Donovan Trumbull wins it by the score of 49-35 over the Adams Central Patriots here. This evening, the Patriots do not lead in the ballgame, and they drop it by the score of 49-35. Let's take a timeout, and when we return, we'll run down the scoring and put the wraps on this first half. We hope to hear from Adams Central basketball coach Tim Marker, but let's take a timeout. Final score, Donovan Trumbull 49, Adams Central Girls 35. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And back at Adams Central Gym in between games, here's the Adams Central Patriots and Donovan Trumbull going at it tonight. The Donovan Trumbull girls defeat the Adams Central Patriots 49-35. The Cardinals never trailed in this basketball game. Adams Central never with the lead. Trailed by as many as 19 in the third quarter, got it down to 10. But the Cardinals moved it back up to 13 after three, had the lead up to as many as 21 in the fourth quarter. Adams Central could get no closer than the final score, 49-35, Donovan Trumbull. Well, I have Jordan Drummond with 18 points in that ball game. The sophomore has a whale of a night. Three big threes in the first half for Drummond as Donovan Trumbull very hot from three-point range in the first half. They had five threes in the first half, including three from Drummond, two from Katie Pfeiffer. In that first half, as they were out to a 26-10 lead at halftime, that was the key there. And then the play inside of Kaylee Glover throughout the evening, she had another 15 for Donovan Trumbull. 8 points for Katie Pfeiffer, four for Kenzie Cloakey, two for Molly Komacher, and I believe we got to try to find two more points there for Donovan Trumbull. But Jordan Drummond with 18, Kaylee Glover with 15 to lead the way. The Cardinals, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter, 9 out of 13 into the basketball game, 24 unofficially, 24 turnovers for Donovan Trumbull. But Adams Central just not a very good shooting night, especially in the first half for the Patriots, and they dropped their 10th game of the season here tonight. For Adams Central, one player in double figures, Cheyenne Gotch had 10 to lead the way, 7 for Georgie Johnson, 7 for Sydney Niemeyer, 6 for Anna Queen, 3 on a 3-point field goal for Emily Boniface, and a 2-point field goal to end the game for the senior, Jamie Gilbert. For Adams Central, the Patriots, 8 out of 14 from the free throw line, and officially 12 turnovers in the game. The Patriots with 10 first-half points, 25 in the second, 35 in the contest for the Patriots. So the poor shooting first half and only 10 points in that first half. To go with the 3-point shooting in that first half for Donovan Trumbull and the all-around play of Jordan Drummond, says win Donovan Trumbull, loss Adams Central tonight. The Cardinals had 26 first-half points, 23 in the second, 49 for the contest, and they win it by the score of 49-35 here this evening. So the Adams Central Patriots have a two-loss weekend here at Northwestern last night and here to Donovan Trumbull tonight. So the Patriots fall to 3-10 on the season. They will be hosting Wood River this coming Tuesday, a good Wood River team coming to town Tuesday for another Lou Platt Conference game and another home game for Adams Central this Tuesday here at Patriot Gym. That will be girls only there. And then next Saturday, the Adams Central Patriots go to Grand Island Central Catholic to play the girls of Grand Island Central Catholic in their annual meeting with the Lady Crusaders. So the Patriots now 3-10, home to Wood River next Tuesday, at Grand Island Central Catholic next Saturday night. Donovan Trumbull Cardinals have a two-win weekend. They won at Gibbon last night 50-39, win tonight here at Adams Central 49-35. So a good two nights of offense for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They score 50 and 49 in their two wins this weekend, winning last night at Gibbon, tonight here at Adams Center, and two wins on the road. So Bob Samuelson has to be happy with that situation. Two wins on the road, two wins in a row now for Donovan Trumbull. They are 4-8 on the season, and they'll be hosting Loup City, a 2-10 ball club starting this weekend. Loup City lost last night. They're now 2-11. And Loup City will be at Donovan Trumbull this coming Tuesday, and then the Superior comes to Donovan Trumbull next Thursday, January the 20th. So two games at Donovan Trumbull, if they can continue this momentum, they could win those two ball games too. But it'll be Loup City Tuesday, Superior Thursday at Donovan Trumbull High School as the Lady Cardinals on a two-game winning streak, and they'd like nothing better than to get that up to four by the time they end play next Thursday night against Superior. So the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals win this one by the score of 49-35 here this evening in the girls' contest. Second game of our doubleheader. The team's warming up. We're getting close to that. We want to give you some other scores here as we again still do here to hope to hear from Tim Marker, the basketball coach for the girls of Adams Central. If not between games here, then maybe at halftime. But good crowd on hand here, so Coach Marker still in with his team. Other city basketball finals today. The St. Cecilia girls and boys headed over to Kearney Catholic for their annual matchups with the Stars and Lady Stars. And the St. Cecilia girls win at Kearney Catholic 46-41. And how about those St. Cecilia Hawkettes this week? They won at Albion on Tuesday against the Boone Central team, then lost to Minden on Thursday at home. Win at Kearney Catholic this afternoon. Three teams in the top five, basically, of C1. And the Hawkettes in the top 10 win two out of three there, both on the road. They lose the home game to Minden after leading that game most of the way on Thursday. So a great week for St. Cecilia. They win at Kearney Catholic 46-41 in the girls' game. On the boys' side, Kearney Catholic in control most of the way. They beat St. Cecilia's Blue Hawk. Kearney Catholic boys 57, St. Cecilia 46 on the season. Those are the only two other local basketball teams, high school-wise, in action today. We'll have basketball for you tomorrow on some of our family of stations of Platte River Radio on 1230 KHAS Radio tomorrow afternoon. A trip to Mitchell, South Dakota coming up for the Broncos. They probably already headed up there. They'll be playing at Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. Women's and men's doubleheader. The women at 2, the men at 4. Pre-game show at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS Radio tomorrow. So join Mike Will for Bronco basketball 1:45 tomorrow on 1230 KHAS Radio. The Nebraska men will be hosting a Penn State in basketball coming up tomorrow. That game can be heard right here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock for the tip-off tomorrow. Nebraska basketball on the Breeze tomorrow. Tim Marker has joined us, the basketball coach for the girls for Adams Central, as the Patriots dropped at 49-35 to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Coach, thanks for coming up. This was a tough one, disappointing for your girls. They cut into the lead, but just not a very good first half. Got yourself in too big of a hole, I guess, huh?
Yeah, our girls are really disappointed in the way that they played and some of the mistakes that they made. Some of the mistakes that, you know, we made early in the year kind of came back tonight. I don't know if it's a little bit of a hangover from last night or what was going on, but they're really disappointed in themselves, and then it was kind of hard to get that confidence back. Played really hard, just making some mental mistakes that caused us some frustration. And then Donovan hit some big shots at some key points in time and kind of kept the lead where they were when we were making some runs. And, you know, we just kept having trouble with one mistake or one person out of position or something, and they took advantage of it.
They definitely took advantage of that first half where they had five threes, four of them in the second quarter. And when they're hitting those things, Coach, and you don't score on the other end, you can fall behind quickly, and that's what happened tonight, 16 down at halftime.
Yeah, and we had some shots we missed early. We had some great looks early that we missed, and, you know, that was frustrating. And then we had some people that kind of passed on some shots that they need to take, and sometimes we pass on shots and try to make too many passes. It ends up being one of those turnovers, and, you know, it's just something that we've tried to fix and tried to work on, and, you know, we've got to get back in practice and try and gain some confidence and get ready to go on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday with Wood River coming here. 16 down at halftime. It goes to 19 in the first, 8 seconds of the quarter. But then the Cardinals go a little over 6 minutes without scoring. You force some turnovers. You get a 9-point run. You cut it to 10, but you couldn't get it any closer than that. A good testament to your girls. They did a good job on the press tonight and got themselves back in the ball game, but just couldn't get any closer than 10.
Yeah, you know, there were several times where we had open looks or good drives to the basket and times in which we, you know, had chances for three-point plays, and we just couldn't finish those and went to the free throw line. And, I mean, that gave us a great opportunity to try and cut into that a little bit more. We just couldn't get them to go.
And Jordan Brumman made some plays, and Kaylee Glover used her 5-10 frame for good effect tonight. She had 15. Brumman with 18. They made some big plays when it got down to 10. They had it back up to 13, and you just don't have enough time when you get that far down, and they start getting back into their game. They started hitting some shots, and they just couldn't get over the hump and get any closer than 10.
Yeah, we got into that situation, and then they came down and they hit a couple of those. We had some people kind of got out of position a little bit and gave up some long passes, and, you know, that was kind of disappointing. We had kind of had things going our way a little bit, and, that's, you know, sometimes when you had a lead like that, that's what happens. Is you can get back to within 10 or so, and then, you know, then you've got the second mountain to climb, and you know, we just couldn't get there.
Just the thing is, you're not going to be out there practicing tomorrow. You're going to have one day to get ready basically for Wood River, and pretty good ball club coming in here Tuesday. So the girls have to get back kind of refocused here and forget about this weekend as soon as possible and get back for Wood River and then over to Grand Island Central Catholic next Saturday. So it's a big week coming up. So Monday should be a very good day of practice, I'm sure you hope.
Yeah, I think we'll be pretty focused coming into Monday. Our girls are pretty disappointed. You know, they know that they still have some opportunities ahead of them, and we can play a lot better than what we did tonight. And, you know, we'll try and work on getting that confidence and everybody confidence in their teammates and get ready to go. You know, we've got 6 games and 2 tournaments, so we really got to get ourselves, you know, straightened out, get a good understanding of what we're trying to do. And I think our girls will be ready to go. That's one thing about them is that they're competitors and they'll be ready to go.
And Tuesday night it'll be Wood River here, so that's the next game for the Lady Patriots. Coach, thanks for coming up. Appreciate it. I know the girls are going to go a bit disappointed, but new day tomorrow, and we'll see what happens come Tuesday with Wood River. But thanks for coming up. Really appreciate it.
Okay, you bet. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
Jim Mark, our girls basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as they drop this one tonight to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals by the score of 49-235. So, Coach, appreciate his time here as we get ready for the boys' game. We're going to take a timeout, and when we return, we'll be back with some more in-between game information for you after this 2-minute timeout.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.